Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
All paranormal, all the time. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
There are 512 acres of property southeast of Ballard, Utah, called Sherman Ranch, but it's better known as Skinwalker Ranch.
Eee.
A greatest hits of paranormal, UFOs, crop circles, cattle mutilations,
oof,
and of course, skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers.
Of course.
Skinwalkies.
Well, we are. You're, oh boy.
Oh, I'm in it now. This has been quite a day.
When I brought this up to you, you knew what this was. And it's a popular thing. I feel like it's come up a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking Skywalker Ranch, which I know it's not it.
Yeah.
But that's what I think of, and that's not
Luke
it.
Skinwalker. He's a Jedi king. He's a Jedi king, right?
Yeah.
Jedi kings.
Yeah, okay, that's good. How. Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, Skinwalker Ranch. You think of like, you think of like Star Wars, kind of. You think of like, there's so many Skinwalker stories because it's an old Native American, like essentially a ghost story. It's kind of like La Llorona. Like, there's all these mythology stories, and this is one. But it is tethered to this one ranch in a lot of ways.
If it was like a mall, mm-hmm, of weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm only into cattle mutilations. What about you? Crop circles only. It's like, mm-hmm, this place has it all.
Really covers all the bases. It checks all the boxes. It's your one-stop shop of paranormal UFO activity.
It seems to be something that has come up a lot in, because we do a lot of research, or we're looking things up, or people, mm-hmm, are suggesting things, and Skinwalker Ranch is something. And I don't know why I've never. It was one of those things where I was like, I don't want to know about this right now. There's just some things where I was like, I don't want to wrap my head around whatever this is right now.
Yeah, there's a bit of like internal rationalization that goes into all of these things, I think, when we're doing research for each episode. And you're just like, do I have the mental fortitude to deal with this right now?
And sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll go
sometimes
deep.
I get real dark and I'm like, I'm ready. This is dark shit and I'm ready to spew it. But other times you're like, you know what? Let's do another haunted bed and breakfast.
The exorcism of Annalise Michelle is one that I was just like, I need to stop. I was like, I can't deal, mm-hmm, with this right now. And I had to come back to it, which I don't normally do, but there's sometimes I'm just like, I can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things, but I was very in the mood once I started.
Yeah, you got in the mood. It warmed you up to itself.
Let's do a little history.
Could we?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the 1950s, perfect already.
Yep, done. We're already repressed. We're already in like different jewel tones and space age, microwaves.
We're almost in the era of the episode that we did about Beverly and, was it Bill and Beverly?
The UFO sighting.
The UFO sighting.
That was a little bit later. It was in the 63 maybe or something?
Zeta Reculi. I'm sorry, we did so many episodes, but that
we
was
do
also
so many episodes. How could we be bothered? I can't be. I don't even know I'm here. Where am I? I don't know. What episode are we doing right now? What's your name?
I listen to these episodes, each one, like seven
Jason
times.
Jason does the work, and I promptly forget. Like, it's like someone has, like, Men in Black, like, put that thing in the, just, like, hit me with the forgetting stick. That's what it's called.
I think for a special, maybe some kind of bonus episode, I'm going to quiz you, and you tell me if it's an episode we did.
Do not do that.
You won't know.
I won't know. I don't even know our Patreon. 20% of the time I do know our Patreon. Yeah. The other time, forget it.
In the 1950s, Joseph Jr. Hicks, a local high school science teacher, began documenting people's stories of their experiences in the Uinta Basin. So the Uinta Basin.
Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like the premise of a USA show circa 1997.
Yeah. Uinta Basin?
No, it's a science teacher, and he's like, some kid is like wondering what to do for their science project, and he's like, actually, and he
dusts
like
off some books,
file cabinet. Yeah. He's like, here you go.
So both he and Dr. Frank Salisbury, they published a book on the subject in 1974 titled "The Utah UFO Display."
Mm.
You can get that.
Okay, sounds still a little clinical.
According to Hunt for the Skinwalker, which is a documentary that it's a documentary. I think it also speculates and so forth and so on. Odd objects have been spotted overhead since the first European explorers arrived in 1776. Franciscan missionary Silvestre Velez de Escalante wrote about strange fireballs appearing over his campfire in El Rey. And before the Europeans, the indigenous people occupied the Uinta Basin. I'm saying that right. Uinta Basin.
Yeah, we're sorry if any of these names or places are butchered.
I mean, we butcher words that we say all the time.
Just a preemptive apology for any episode before and going forward. We said it right here.
Uinta. Okay. So technically, it's Sherman Ranch because it was owned by Terry Sherman and his wife, Gwen. But they were so creeped out by it in 1996 that they ended up selling it. They were, after about a year and a half of living there, they were like, no, we are not down.
Isn't that crazy to be so creeped out of a place? We've encountered this on a couple episodes, but that you have to just sell your property. You're like, I'm taking legal action.
Like the Amityville house.
Yeah, totally. Just
like, we're like, we got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Where it's a thing where you're just like, we can't be here anymore. And I don't think it was a thing where it was like, we want to make a movie out of it.
I think it's more like genuine. I'm just trying to get myself off of this, out of this area.
Terry and his wife shared their chilling experience with a local reporter in June 1996. This is a little before. They've seen mysterious crop circles, UFOs, systematic and repeated mutilation of their cattle.
God.
In an oddly surgical and bloodless manner. Within 3 months of that story's publication, Las Vegas real estate magnate and UFO enthusiast, what a combo.
Yeah. Loves real estate and aliens.
Robert Bigelow bought the property for $200,000. Mm-hmm. So this ranch has really gone to the next level, I guess is the best way to put it. It's turned into a real compound. Mm-hmm. No, like, fences, electrical fences, barbed wire, computer screens, control centers. It's really become, like, not like this, like, oh, this old ranch. Mm-hmm. Don't come in here. No, it's become
like a security station.
I don't know if that probably adds to what's going on, but also maybe helps the technology capture more things.
Yeah.
Or is it just to make it more like, oh, I got to get, look, they must know something that we don't know. It's not just a bunch of like dream catchers and scribblings on a wall or something like that. So under the name, the National Institute for Discovery Science, Bigelow set up the round-the-clock surveillance of the ranch, hoping to get to the bottom of the paranormal claims. Their surveillance yielded a book. Of course. Hunt for the Skinwalker. Science confronts the unexplained at a remote ranch in Utah. Several of the researchers claim to have seen paranormal activities, but they were unable to capture any meaningful physical evidence supporting the Shermans' incredible stories.
Isn't that convenient?
I think it's just a coincidence.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm just a skeptic bitch. Yeah. I get it. Wow. No, I just, with all that monitoring, this is the problem with stuff. It's like, We have the technology now to capture pretty much everything we want. I also am interested too, like the origin of Skinwalker, which is a regional name for like these paranormal entities, and how that kind of seeps in too.
I was like, what is a Skinwalker? Mm-hmm. Which kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a horrifying name.
It's a terrifying name, and it's like a Native American. I mean, lore or whatever you call it, but
that also seeps into this like technology filled space that's busy monitored. It's the Institute for whatever you called it, discovery of alien people.
Yeah, and it just has a little. It seems to have, whereas some places like Area 51, just aliens. Another section, just crop circles. This one, just UFOs or just ghosts or whatever. This is like, no.
This is an alien on a crop circle with a cow in the middle whose blood has been bled out perfectly, surgically, by unknown means. On top of that, there's an alien autopsy. So just like a little more. On top of that, there's just a ghost.
And we're in that area. I feel like we're in an area where there's testings, there's like nuclear testings or there's
the '50s. Who knows what's happening? Are the Russians involved somehow? What's going on? Are women involved? Why are there, you know, too many white men? No such thing. Well, and their fun mid-century glasses pouring over stenotypes, coffee mugs, their wives at home eagerly waiting by the phone. What's happened at the ranch, honey?
I think now would be a good time. I think it would be a perfect time, skinwalker or no skinwalker, to take a little break.
A walk?
We'll take a walk to a sponsor.
Oh, I'm how do I say this? An anxious person, very anxious. I have been that way my whole life. Like, not in like a cute way, but in like a very awkward, detrimental, confusing to other people kind of way. I'm not even joking. And I was recommended CBD by a bunch of people and tried a couple different brands, but was not really feeling it. But then I was recommended Feels. As someone who was and is not a connoisseur of CBD, Feels is on a different level. It has been helping me so much.
CBD has been proven to greatly reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And I've been taking CBD for a while for sleep specifically. But when I go to shop, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to look for. I don't know what to ask.
Me either. I have no idea. I'm lost. But with Feels, it's easy. Like, I won't even mess it up. You place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and you'll feel the difference within minutes. I have some on my bedside desk and take a few drops right before I snuggle with my cat Nubbins. And if you're confused, like I often am with dosages or like know anything, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide your personal experience so you can use it before you become a member. And when you're a member, you'll get 50% off your first order. That's pretty sweet.
There's no high, no hangover, no addiction. Feels Premium CBD works naturally to help you feel better, and you'll have the confidence to know what you're getting because they're so knowledgeable, informative, and they have a lot of variety, which is nice.
Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel at any time. Once you get 50% off your first order as a member, your premium CBD will come directly to your doorstep. Could it be any easier?
Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/ghosttown, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/ghosttown to become a member and get 50% off automatically, taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/ghosttown. And we are back.
Yes, we are. We're back. We're back.
You know, I want to, speaking of skinwalkers, there's a new ghost town mayor in town.
Oh.
In ghost town. Shit. Now, there's two mayors.
Wait, there's two mayors?
Yeah, we're a two-mayor town. Skinwalker Ranch has zero.
This is news to me. Who's our second mayor? Chris's Trash is our first mayor.
We have a new, brand new mayor.
Who's our new mayor? This is news. Thank you for...
I thought you were political.
Nope.
You're not involved. You're not involved in politics?
Only the Iowa caucus, not ghost town mayorship.
Brandon Gaddis.
He has been a long time, very big supporter of our podcast. Great guy, very fun, very encouraging. But like, yeah, you're right. I did know this. But the surprise is pretty fun to listen to, maybe.
He said, thanks for being my favorite podcast. He gave his address. I'm not going to put it out there.
Why would you put that out there?
I would not do that. I would not put it. But I said, well, you're going to send him some,
He's got a pin on the way.
He's got a pin, okay. I said that you were going to send some weird stuff, too.
Some weird stuff?
Yeah. I've been promising. I've been making promises that I can't really deliver on.
Like, she's going to send you some photos, too.
Do you know what OnlyFans is?
What's OnlyFans?
Forget it. We'll talk about it later. We're not at that point yet.
Oh, no. It's a family-friendly, explicit podcast.
I'm putting some of the explicit in there. Because I haven't been contributing to the explicitness of
this. I can throw out the F-bomb every once in a while, but you're getting dark as hell.
But he also had a suggestion. He's like, I'm not 100% sure. You may have already done an episode on this.
Me either, Brandon.
But the, Hinterkaifeck murders in Germany are so weird and confusing. It would be a fantastic to hear your take on. Yeah. And we need and love ideas.
Suggestions. The less work we can do, we welcome it.
Yeah. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, that's great.
And Brandon's Twitter is Forrest Whitaker Eyes with a Z at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Constant panic attack. Human disaster. I got jokes. I should have been in the movie Heavyweights, North Carolina, and with a little alien face. And we have almost the same glasses.
Yeah, you do.
So this is a nice rate and review. This is on Apple Podcasts. I love this podcast. Jason and Rebecca are so down to earth and relatable. I love the banter and the wide range of topics they cover, especially any New Jersey-based mysteries.
Oh, that's Jason's wheelhouse. New Jersey, that guy, is, yeah. Jason has you covered.
Yeah.
Me though, I'm like really beautiful, but like also very down to earth and relatable.
That's your
it's
side.
Like I need to be in podcasting because I'm disarmingly good looking. So like, you know, now we can be all on the same level.
And that was from Lindsay Kwasnik.
Oh.
We know Lindsay. Yeah,
do
she's
we?
Yeah, no, she's on Instagram. I know the people.
Oh, you're connected.
I know the people.
I know Forrest Whitaker eyes. Come on.
What's our Patreon?
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Ooh.
Oh, how about that? I pulled that out. I had a couple drinks before this, yeah. So I am you're gonna hear it. I'm gonna sound more disoriented than I usually do, which is hard to do.
But we are thankful for the nice reviews. We appreciate it. If
absolutely.
You use Spotify, go to Spotify, search Ghost Town, follow us. We just
it's
put,
not
up,
too
a,
late.
A
New Year's
put
resolution.
Up a bonus episode. Mm-hmm. That was fun. And then I'm going to do some more episodes where there's no ads mm-hmm. or talking like we're doing right now.
Mm-mm. You want to shut this down?
Yeah.
Be a Patreon supporter.
You know what we're doing? It's like, you know, in a movie where it's like, oh, like the mafia is like, yeah, give us money. You're paying for protection, but you're really paying for protection from the mafia.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
you're
what
right.
we're doing here.
Right.
But what we're doing is like, oh, you don't want ads? You don't want all the talking? Mm-hmm, well, mm-hmm. we'll give you some protection.
You're
it's
like,
at our Patreon.
Exactly.
But like, it's from us.
Stop listening on my phone to this.
We could just not do it,
yeah.
but no.
No. We're business moguls. Speaking of Skinwalker Ranch and moguls and UFO enthusiasts.
Now, do you want to get corporate at Skinwalker Ranch? Yes or no?
I would love to.
The ranch was resold to Animantium Real Estate, which has since applied the trademark to the name Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm,
so
now we're getting real. Like,
if you want to make Skinwalker jeans, good luck.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're gonna have to.
You're gonna have to be Skinwalker jeans.
Some knockoffs. So obviously, there are some skeptics out there. Not
yeah.
everyone believes.
Yeah. Listen, you got to have a molder to your Scully.
Yeah, I mean, Vice has a really great article because they went in deep. And it looks like a NASA in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yet, what has really been found?
Nothing.
And I'm sure the cattle mutilations probably have, like, some sort of, provided it's not fabricated.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that's not. There's probably maybe a certain predator that's just the way they attack.
Yeah.
Or,
so wait, what are the, can you describe to me? Cause I perversely, I'm like, what does it,
they're just like, it's like, they're just, it's not like a being ravaged by
yeah,
another
like
animal.
It's not like an attack.
And not hunted.
But like what, like they have like puncture. It's like a vampire where they get bled out.
Like surgical.
Certain, okay. So it's like a,
it's almost like an alien was like, we know what to do. We know how to
like
do it.
But like where on the cow?
All
paint this picture. Are there like holes
head,
in the cow? They take
no,
the head
sliced,
off?
Like, yeah, like
sliced. Like
but
BBQ.
Not messy, yeah. Almost
so
like it was being
it went through a grater.
Discovered. Like, or being researched, I'm sorry.
Like, oh, okay. So like lines of
yes.
cuts and lines of cuts. Okay, I'm going to do my own research on this because I want to see this with my own
that's,
eyes.
That's what I have found. But there's,
can we put that on our Instagram?
Sure.
Very curious
we'll
about the cows. Yeah, we can't though.
But
we'll have to call it Skin Docker.
There's
Dranch.
Been a lot of different people have a lot of different opinions
mm-hmm.
because we're talking about something that's other people's conspiracies, speculations. What mm-hmm. is it? What isn't? But you know, had the Shermans been lying about what they saw, or under a spell of collective delusion? There's that old thing.
You're
like, do you hear that? I heard that.
Carbon
did you hear that?
Monoxide.
Yes, I heard yeah. that. Yes, I heard that. We discovered meth.
And just like that,
of space
our
rocks,
lives were changed.
But it was space rocks.
Exactly.
Without evidence, the stories are told are difficult to believe, but they are hardly unique. The Uinta Basin of southeastern Utah has been a hotbed of paranormal sightings over the years that some extraterrestrial enthusiasts have deemed it UFO Alley.
Oof.
You can't throw a rock in southern Utah without hitting someone who's been abducted, local filmmaker Trent Harris told the Deseret News. It's a little bit the same way Nevada is, Phoenix. If you talk about the Phoenix Lights, there's those things where it's like, oh yeah, I know somebody got abducted.
Yeah, it's just part of the culture again.
And it's that dry area.
Yeah,
that for some reason, it's never the Bronx.
No, it's never like your skyscraper in the middle of Dubai.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. Like, why that seems like a weird MO for aliens if they do exist.
And were the Shermans seeing things that the Native Americans have taken note for centuries previous?
Yeah.
Like the Skinwalker.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything the Shermans saw on their ranch were UFOs. They also claimed to see mysterious large animals, most notably a wolf 3 times the size of a normal wolf that Terry shot at close range multiple times with a rifle with no effect.
Come on. A big wolf at Skinwalker Ranch? That's like, do we even care about that?
3 times the amount.
Okay, a wolf is not that big. So you saw a sheepdog and
it
you
was
were
half a wolf, half a Hooters waitress.
Yeah? And you shot it at point blank? Come on.
Not the Hooters part, the wolf part.
You're like, wolf part must die. Hooters part must get me extra ranch dressing.
On the night of March 12th, 1997, after the ranch had been sold off, biochemist Colm Keller, working at Bigelow's National Institute for Discovery Science, not an independent place.
Yeah.
The person that directly involved with this, claimed to see a large humanoid creature spying on the research team from a tree.
Fuck off.
I think when you're doing that work, though, like you're kind of like, oh,
yeah, staring at a screen, you see crazy things. If you're inundated with that work, of course you see that's human nature, is to see patterns in everything. Or to see what you're trying to find in things.
When we do an episode in the future, I want to do another one about real ghost stories. And we have a couple. I have a new thing for
baby.
Me.
Uh-oh.
And it freaked me out really bad. And it's not
about Alhambra?
No, not. Altadena?
Altadena, that's right.
Oh, that's from our Patreon
from our
episode.
Last,
that freaked me out, yeah.
That's right. Jason's very afraid of Altadena. If you want to know why, you can subscribe at patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Wow, that's two. You're good for the
I'm on a roll. Yeah. Just give me a couple drinks and I will be functional. Afunctional.
I feel like this is one of those things where I experienced something. I was already kind of in that. I was susceptible to seeing things, but it was very, very jarring. And
interesting.
It still
we didn't
freaked me
discuss
out. And
this
I've never,
before
I've never,
we started
I,
podcasting.
I haven't talked to you about it yet.
You held off. Why are we talking about my long-ass date? We could be talking about this.
Oh, I thought this was your long-ass date.
No, my long-ass date doesn't end in feeling weird. It's mostly confusion.
As detailed in Hunt for the Skywalker, the documentary, the creature was approximately 50 yards away watching the team safely from a tree perched 20 feet off the ground. The large creature that lay motionless, almost casually, in the tree, said Kelleher. The only indication of the beast's presence was the penetrating yellow light of the unblinking eyes as it stared fixed back into the light.
Come on.
After Kelleher fired at the creature with a rifle, it disappeared. It was then that I saw it. A single, obvious oval track about 6 inches in diameter embedded deeply into a patch of snow. It looked unusual. A single print in the snow with 2 sharp claws protruding from the rear of the mark going a couple of inches deeper. It almost looked like a bird of prey. Maybe a raptor print, but huge, and from the depth of the print, a very heavy creature. Now, I don't know what animals or creatures are indigenous to these certain areas that you're maybe not used to seeing, and I'm just trying to, you know, kind of be fair and in the middle of this, or maybe he did see something. Repeated sightings of human-like creatures have been led to invoke the name Skinwalker, a shape-shifting character from the Navajo tribal folklore. Among the Navajo, skinwalkers are like werewolves, evil witches who can transform themselves into the creature of their choosing, like an ex-wife.
Whoa.
Or a girlfriend that's just nagging all the time.
Yeah, it's like, what? Where are you?
Valentine's Day is coming up. What are we doing?
Yeah.
That's a skinwalker. Then you
that's
shoot at it.
Skinwalker. Wow. Then you shoot at it. You shoot at it because it's bigger than life.
And you're like,
gotta protect your computers for your monitoring.
The Sherman family ranch was 400 miles north of the Navajo Nation. It was next to Ute territory, U-T-E, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And when the Utes and the Navajo did cross paths, it was an acrimonious relationship, explains historian Sandra Jones, author of Being and Becoming Ute. It was not friendly, Jones said. The Navajo were more aggressive people. They took slaves. They had Ute slaves, and there were direct conflict with the Navajo. Attempted to move up into Ute territory at modern-day Pagosa Springs and Durango. Skinwalkers don't feature in Ute religion. There are still aspects of the ranch that make sense within the context of Ute lore. Other strange sightings have occurred directly next door at Bottle Hollow, a 420.
Excuse me, I have to go for a second.
Acre man-made reservoir, the Ute land, abutting the ranch, which was filled with fresh water in 1970 by the federal government mandate. In 1998, a police officer saw a large plunge into the reservoir and then reemerged flying off into the night sky.
Wow, someone just like lost their bearings a little bit. And they're like, whoa, gotta go. What's it like to work at the place next door to Skinwalker Ranch?
One night in 2002, four young non-Indian men standing on the reservoir shoreline saw a blue-white ball enter the artificial lake. According to the documentary Hunt for the Skinwalker, the glowing ball dove into the water just a few feet from the shore, then emerged seconds later in a new form. The shimmering, maneuverable, belt-like shaft of light. After performing a brief, writhing aerial dance, the belt of light zipped away at a high rate of speed, hugging the ground before disappearing below the top of Skinwalker Ridge.
Wow.
The appearance of the supernatural around Bottle Hollow makes sense. I don't know why they... It just makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense. All right.
With the context of Ute belief. According to Jones, among the Utes, springs and certain waterways were reservoirs of negative power. There were evil spirits or evil sprites that would rise up out of the water and drag you in.
Why? Can we just discuss briefly why aliens would pick one specific place to do all of their alien, nefarious alien activity? Like we talked about, I get like a not a densely populated place, but like why all at this one place?
I don't know if these if there's a collection of people where like, well, I saw this and you saw this and you saw this and they're creating because they're like, I believe, you believe. So let's enable each other to believe.
Like it does make sense where it's like one thing can be spun out of control. And honestly, you know, like I think there's room in my mind to believe that, you know, extraterrestrial life exists. But like, everyone in this place is primed to see aliens. They're watching for every little tiny thing and to read it as an alien sighting or abduction or something. So of course stuff is going to happen.
Wait, and Antimedium Real Estate is a shell corporation of unknown origin.
Okay.
Soon after all the roads leading to the ranch have been blocked, the perimeter secured from guarded cameras and barbed wire, surrounded by signs preventing people from approaching the ranch. In 2017, the name Skinwalker Ranch, again, was filed for trademark. So they want that. They want, like, what are you keeping out?
Yeah.
What don't you want us to know?
Yeah.
You know, just like that the raid on Area 51 that never really happened. The more it only serves whatever your end game is, whether you believe or you don't believe, you're trying to make money, or you're just trying to keep things interesting.
Yeah.
The more you tell people, no, you can't come here, the more they want. People who was like, I had literally no interest in this. And now, because you told me I can't, now I want to go in.
Of course.
There is a Reddit user, Spazzaturina.
Ooh.
My uncle was a ranch hand there and told the same salacious stories 30 years ago. He was a good Mormon, good mental health. So who knows? My family has been in that area for ages, and there's a weird vibe in the Uinta Basin for sure. My LDS family claims that the natives are superstitious, but who was there first? Another speculation, who is the owner of Skinwalker Ranch? Elon Musk.
Elon
Jeffrey Musk. I don't know what his middle name is.
Every white man's hero owns this alien ranch. Is there a tunnel from Skinwalker Ranch to SpaceX?
We can only dream. us white men can only dream. I want to thank History.com, Vice, Wired, and Reddit.
We got to make a trip out to Utah.
We can't. What are they trying to hide from us?
I want to see those cows.
What is it with you and the cows? Leave them alone.